This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us. Rich Shevin's joining us, hour number two, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Shevin.
Well, thank you, Vincent Finelli. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. I don't know if you had a chance to hear the previous hour, but
I did.
Ron Allen,
not the whole thing. He was very interesting, very succinct. Really knew his stuff. He was a good asset to the show. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and he's the guy. He is the guy who did the voice production work for USA Prepares starting day one. And I am so thankful for him and his talent, his encouragement. And, you know, I just wanted to say one little thing that, you know, when I first started, I used a Shure brand, S-H-U-R-E, SM58 microphone. And it was fine. A lot of the broadcasters on both Genesis Communications Network and Republic Broadcasting Network use that microphone. That's that microphone that has kind of a ball end, a round end that you see. Well, singers use them. And they're an excellent, excellent microphone. And Ron Allen said to me, several months into the broadcast, he said, okay, Vinny, it's a time you consider a different microphone. For my voice. And what happens is some microphones work better with certain voices than others do. And he suggested that I get a different microphone, an Electro Voice RE 320. And that's the one that you see Rush Limbaugh using, this long, long microphone. His is gold-plated. Mine's black. But anyway, that's Ron Allen. And absolutely brilliant, brilliant guy in his field. So I just wanted to share that. And it was long overdue that Ron Allen came on the air with us to talk about that. So, Rich Shevin, what do you have in mind for us today?
Well, today, Vince, I'm going to attack political correctness. And I bet I got everybody interested just in that particular line. What I want to talk about is how we lower the bars of standards and expectations for certain groups, which basically destroys the country, and how this has metastasized like a cancer to American culture, traditions, and heritage. And I'm going to say stuff that's not in any particular order, but and this isn't really a disclaimer, but most of what I'm going to say are subsets under political correctness, and they're all gleaned from published articles in the public domain. And what I try to do occasionally is wake up the silent majority. And when you hear how we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations, not just for getting a job and keeping a job, but how this has transformed American culture, I think it's going to wake up some people, even though your audience has probably heard over time most of this. But I think it's so important to make sure that we don't turn into goldfish and lose our memories by the elite, so-called leftist, progressive Democrat who have been hijacked by the globalist party. So, Vince, whenever you're ready, I will go for it.
Ready right now. I'm looking
forward
to it.
All right. Well, folks, what this is really discussing about the template, blueprint, playbook, flowchart by the elites for the destruction of America. You've all heard me say that the MO of the elites is to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups, race, gender, sex, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, and they're even making generations attack generations. It's a divide and conquer strategy. And the mainstream media's job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, and there's five or six companies that own everything, not just TV, radio, magazine, newspapers, but production companies and publishing companies. Their job is to sway public opinion. That is it, not to give you information. In fact, one of the things I want was on my list, 80% of Americans get their news from Google and Facebook, which is the aristocracy. So we have to understand this politically correct playbook and realize that the powers that be have created a separate-tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountabilities, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, a.k.a. group identity politics, and this is their home run pitch, and this is why they call it identity politics around every corner, because they don't want to make this association of what they've done to wake up the American people. So why I always talk about standing for principle, there's three criteria. It's the same rules, laws, accountability for everybody. It should be truth, not based on truth like a Hollywood movie where 2% of the facts, especially objective facts, are based on that particular movie. It's got to be truth. In other words, you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked because you're blowing smoke up people's ass and telling certain people or certain groups what they want to hear. They use professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic, subliminal messaging, and you can't even go to a movie anymore without hearing propaganda every couple of minutes. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for certain people to get a job, you're insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence. In other words, you're degrading and disrespecting those people and eliminating synergy because you're creating chaos and infighting when you degrade and disrespect certain groups. When you say that this group can't compete, this group's work is suboptimal, what happens is not only are you degrading and disrespecting that group, but you're not empowering them. You're not empowering a nation. You're not empowering an individual when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This is all meant to make people submissive to break their will. Okay? It's meant to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize any individual who says this is fake news. And it's way beyond fake news. It's bought and paid for news by the elite who own the mainstream media. So as we lower the bars of standards and expectations, we're destroying America from within. When you reward mediocrity for four decades, you turn America into a country of the law of diminishing returns. So things like opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation has been eliminated. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be very politically incorrect here. Keep in mind, everything that I've gleaned that I'm about to say are not only subsets under political correctness, but they are published articles in the public domain. So what I'm asking people to do is to please, please, not just wake up, but speak up. Stand up. Stand for principle, and let's get America back. So that's the only way to prevent a cancer from metastasizing in the information war, and that is to use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. And we got to make sure that when the powers that be use a separate-tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in, it's not for the benefit of the people. How can you say it's for the benefit of these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, accountability, transparency, democracy, humanity? You think it's humanity when 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, where 60% don't have $1,000 in savings, where 43% can't afford food, rent, and basic needs? You call that equality, fairness, inclusiveness, prosperity? It's all BS. It's to basically shut the people up. It's the aristocracy managing the people so you can't control your own destiny anymore. So hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification no longer matters. So I'm going to run through in no particular order. I combine financial, economic, social, and political rationale in my bullet points here. I'm going to try not to get into too much specificity and detail and just hit the highlights, because I want to show the American people how bought and paid for the mainstream media is and how they are using us. They are literally, the elites are literally poisoning us against ourselves. So here goes. Okay, first of all, Facebook. Do you remember the child porn scandal? And they say that was okay to protect. But yet when there's notifications and articles about hunting and killing whites, it's not considered hate speech. And is Zuckerberg white? All this white bashing, white male bashing, how come the left never put, I mean, Zuckerberg's a lot more pale than we are, Vince. How come Zuckerberg money is not being confiscated, or Bezos, or Rockefeller, or Rothschild, or Soros, Gates? I mean, the list goes on and on. It's because it's not a fight against whites or white males. It's a fight against the poor / middle class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. It's a fight against the blacks. It's a fight against the women. It's a fight against Muslims. Every group has been used. Okay, here's another one. Huffington Post, defending articles where the author does not exist. The word two, as per the Huffington Post, T-O-O, is sexist. Can't make this up, folks. Every message that comes out of the mainstream media or the left is a sanctioned, approved message. CNN says the words hard worker is racist. Can't make this stuff up. The mainstream media in general has thousands of hoax sites with completely fake news in order to mislead the people. And there's 50 versions of the same story, so people just give up on doing the research and the reading. But let me give a few examples. ABC News' Brian Ross sends markets spiraling down in a false report. CNN falsely reports candidate Trump had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. Time falsely reported that President Trump removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. CNN falsely edited video to appear President Trump overfed fish with Japanese Prime Minister. CNN falsely reported Anthony Scaramucci meeting with a Russian. Three CNN employees resigned over that fake story. Newsweek falsely reported that the Polish First Lady did not shake President Trump's hand. The next day, I think on Drudge Report, there was a picture of her shaking President Trump's hand. CNN lied about President Trump to the FBI James Comey story. New York Times, Trump had hidden climate change reports. Was a lie. And I can go on and on. And I will.
Yeah, hold that thought. Going into a commercial break. Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative
offensive material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Listen, Rich, if we have a right to privacy, then, in my opinion, Zuckerberg is a criminal. If we have a right to privacy, then Zuckerberg is a criminal. That's my opinion. Please continue.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you, Vincent Finelli, for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights, which millions of American combat soldiers died for our freedoms. So I'm going to continue here. No specific order, again. First, or next, elite buying treason, sedition, and espionage. GMOs, hormones, steroids, antibiotics, and our foods. Vaccines going too far. Wars, geoengineering, pedophilia. Fluoride and chlorine, plus 200 other chemicals in our drinking water. And I've mentioned over the air many times how Monsanto's board and stockholders voted 96% to not disclose GMO ingredients. Illegals, dead people, multiple people, especially going over state lines to vote, mostly for Democrats. All this Russia, 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 which has spent millions of dollars from the taxpayer to conclude what? To conclude what? And if they really, if the so-called left or Dems were concerned about election interference, don't you think they would want to vote for voter ID laws? But they don't. This is why I hate the terms hypocrisy, double standards. If you use them, we need to go forward. I've been listening to those words for decades, for generations. This is why we need practice what you preach laws, where I've talked in much specificity and detail and given examples. How about free health care? Pick your own doctor. How about Hillary and Brian Williams getting shot in helicopters, which didn't happen? We are truly living in an emperor-has-no-clothes society. Trump is a racist, remember, everybody? But Jesse Jackson gave him an award for helping minorities before he was president. And don't forget, we have the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment rate, and Obama doubled black unemployment. Not for the benefit of the people, but to create chaos and infighting. Remember, I say that all the time. Google, Twitter, Facebook, censoring, surveillance, 1984 Twilight Zone episode, Life We're Living. No savings, more debt, less credit. We all know that the yield curves are flattening, and that's affecting credit because we have such a high debt and low savings in America. Less freedom, more bureaucracy, violence, brainwashing, militarized, fascist, lawless, corrupt, untrustworthy, divisive warmongers. There's no burden of proof anymore. It all depends on what group you come from. And at the same time, in the open, the powers that be are creating the problems, the reactions, and the solutions. Due process is fading. Detaining people indefinitely, which is basically due process. No citizen rights, mass surveillance and censorship, secret wars, secret societies, secret courts, pedophilia is running rampant, no accountability for elite groups. Power corrupts, self-serving, corrupt Congress votes themselves a full pension after one term. This is why we need practice what you preach laws. Overuse of eminent domain, talk to the Bundys and the Hammonds. Giving away billions of dollars for personal gain and campaign contributions, lobbyists, special interests, PACs, government grants are superseding free markets and supply and demand. Pork barrel spending, police state being militarized, the FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ is owned by the highest bidder. Too big antitrust monopolies of the too big to fail and too big to jail. So basically, Google, Facebook, Twitter, MSN, all owned and mostly influenced by China in lieu of the American people. And what they're doing is controlling the narratives. And again, they want to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people, feathering the nest of the elite. Three times the leverage of the stock market risk than 2009. Highest margin debt ever. Very sad. Constitution, Bill of Rights, rule of law, all under assault. Sanctuary cities / gun-free zones. Highest murder rates. 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones, and yet we still have them. Wages down. Money velocity down. Transgender males competing with girls in sports. Games like tag and dodgeball being banned for being too physical and dangerous. And we have participation trophies for doing nothing and looking around. And obviously, I will continue after the next break. And thank you for allowing
Stevens with us. Yeah. My pleasure. Rich Stevens with us. OffGridMontana.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump taking heat from some of his critics about pardons he's granting. Conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, one of those being pardoned after he pled guilty to violations of campaign finance law in 2014. D'Souza says this morning,
"Here's the important thing, and that is that justice is not simply a matter of, hey, did you break the law? It's also a matter of, was the penalty proportioned to the crime? And did other people who do the same thing get the same penalty?"
He spoke on Fox and Friends a short time ago. The president's also considering a pardon for Martha Stewart and commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. A top North Korean official is scheduled to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump at the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why don't you
take
your
take my when you go to the theater for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
A person, her name is Samantha Bee, B-E-E, she's alleged to be a comedian, and she called Ivanka Trump a feckless, and I'll use the word blank after feckless, during a television show called Full Frontal, Wednesday night. So she apologized to Ivanka and the viewer on Thursday for using an obscenity. But hours later, she was honored by the Television Academy as one of the most meaningful and relevant. Do you believe that? That's what you're talking about. You're talking about how the bars and standards have been lowered to the point where vile, vicious, and profane language is used on television. Television used to have standards in broadcasting decency. Not anymore. Not anymore. So there's just one example of what you're talking about, Rich Sheeben, the lowering of the standards. It's an outrage. So what do, class? You boycott the advertisers. You call the advertisers. You say, you know what? You're advertising this. There's an association with you and her. I don't like it. I'm not buying any of your products. I'm going to tell all my friends. That's what you do. And you know what? Maybe if enough advertisers flee that television show, she may get fired. And maybe enough people who see that will say, you know what? Wow. You know, Samantha B., you know what happened to her, right? We better not do that because it could happen to us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Next, I want to say when Condi Rice said that she was worried that women were turning into snowflakes and infants because of the Me Too and the women marches, the Oakland mayor helping illegals convicted of sex crimes in evading ICE. Now, I got to say something. First of all, I think most Americans are not prudes. They care about adult mutual consensual sex. But with all the pedophilia going on out there, and whether it be Harvey Weinstein rapes because he has money, you know, and I can go into more detail about that, but we also got to call out the gold diggers and the mistresses and people who are with people of men who are have this addiction to power, money, and control, and they're buying into it. So we need practice what you preach laws for that as well. Now, regarding immigration, non-citizens, this is federal government facts, non-citizens account for 22%, more than one-fifth of all federal murder convictions, 18% of fraud, 33% of money laundering, 29% of drug trafficking, 72% of convictions for drug possession paid for by you, the American citizens, mostly the bottom 93%. Not to mention the cost shifting that occurs in health care, public education, and auto insurance, which is unaffordable for most Americans today. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, one in five illegal aliens will go on food stamps if Congress approves DACA amnesty. Now, things that are racist, you can't make this up. Bulletproof glass, trees on a golf course, yoga, Disney movies, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, but the left can call Ivanka the C word, which is what Vince was talking about. Milk is racist, not just because it's white, because apparently whites don't have enough lactose intolerance. I read this in the article. You can't make this stuff up. Science, which is bought and paid for, especially black magic that can't be explained by students in South Africa. Math. Camouflage, Lucky Charms, these are all racist. Expecting people to show up on time. Now, how the heck do you run a business or commerce if certain people can show up at different times of the day for their job based on what group you're in? And this is where, this is how, this is metastasized like a cancer. Saying you're not racist means that you are racist. Not making this up, I read everything that I'm saying here. Let me continue. Loretta Lynch, Obama's DOJ, met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac, said we need more marches, blood, and death on the streets, unquote. First graders taught gender, sexual identity, choosing, and how to do sexual stuff in certain public and government schools. Read every one of these folks, not making this up. The number one cause of death for people under 50 is drug overdose. Bathroom scales are being taken out of some school locker rooms because of fat shaming. Killing babies and selling parts to the highest bidder with no jail time. But journalists who film these actions are getting arrested and fined. Former UN advisor defends female genital mutilation. The DNC paying $12 million to former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele to gather information from second and third-party sources turning out to be Russian intelligence, where John McCain acted as the courier. The FBI and the CIA leaked with John Brennan to get FISA warrants in order to spy on Donald Trump and his cabinet. You can't even make a novel out of this, people. College, which is social indoctrination, and you've heard me say many times, 90% of the degrees are pretty much worthless because everything is according to what group you're in. And I can say this because I have 3 college degrees, and I feel that they are all worthless. And if we got time, I'll give some specificity and detail. Clemson University, expecting certain people to be on time is racist. University of California has chill zones with mats and beanbag chairs for naps. Hey, for you people who complain about tuition being too high, you're paying for all this stupid stuff. University of Michigan, because of Trump derangement syndrome, they've enlisted services of psychologists in a room full of Play-Doh and bubbles. University of Arkansas, eliminating C grades to start with B-minus level. Several universities around the country saying the American flag is a symbol of hate. College students intimidated by masculine wood paneling. Can't make this up. University hiring social justice warriors to tattletale on other students' speech. And colleges now are no longer saying that you need to debate, you need to use your head, you need to use objective facts. Now they're saying you need to scream, chant, yell, and conduct violence. Fascism, basically the alliance of big corporate oligarchies with government, protected by the judges, the lawyers, mainstream media, and the like, by the establishment. I'll give you some examples. Bezos at Amazon gets almost $1.50 from taxpayers for each box shipped. Carlos Slim, who owns the New York Times, Mexican citizen, made a fortune on Obama phones. Nestle, a $500 permit, stole 27 million gallons of water from California when all you people in California couldn't even legally drill a well anymore because you were under drought conditions. Can't make this up. Okay, men going into female bathrooms and locker rooms. Grown men identifying as little girls. Yep. Tax assessors making up the number of bathrooms, finished basements, and basically anything in your house which creates amenities to increase valuations. And this has not just happened to me. This has happened to a lot of people around the country. Science bought and paid for. Gag orders implemented, like geoengineering, and NOAA is just one example. 96% of Monsanto shareholders vote to not disclose GMO ingredients. I know I said this, but that is worth repeating again. Democratic congressman saying Kellyanne Conway looks familiar on her knees. Joy Behar calling Clinton rape victims tramps. Attacking free speech and changing the definition of common American words. A New York assemblyman unveils a bill to suppress non-government approved free speech. I think his name was David Weppern. Think about this, folks. Creating a bill that attacks free speech and is supposed to suppress all non-government approved free speech. Does that sound like Stalin? Lenin? Hitler? Mao? Pretty damn close, doesn't it? Central banks printing 95% of money under the label of QE, which I believe they're still doing now. It's supposed to be tapering to QT, quantitative tightening. But all 95% of that money goes to the top 1 to 7%, most of the top 1 to 2%. How about the manipulation of precious metals through naked shorts with no one going to jail? Force feeding Marx, Alinsky, Cloward, and Piven, and the Communist Manifesto down Americans' throats, especially schools, in the public government arena. Can't say boy, girl, father, mother, etc. anymore. How about Americans marrying children, pets, farm animals, trees, computers, and other inanimate objects? No protection, representation, or restitution under the rule of law. It all depends on, guess what? You got it, what group you're in. Hiring felons and drug addicts. Madonna offering BJs for Hillary votes. Generals in America saying 70% of Americans are unfit for military duty. The two biggest reasons are obesity and drug use. Berklee College. This was an article I read a few years ago. I still have it here. Rioters that were financially tied to NAMBLA, which is the Man Boy Love Association. This is according to the Daily Caller. Published proposals. This is just a few of them. Abolishing all age-based curfews. Next, child has the right to divorce the parent. Another proposal was lowering voting age. We need to raise voting age, if anything. Children and youth must be provided non-moralistic, explicit, sexual, positive, including homosexual, positive sex advice. Of course, football coaches in America are the highest paid faculty around the nation. The distractions of the bread and circuses are alive and well. And 80% of people getting their news from Google and Facebook. Now, most of this stuff, and I could have, oh man, I could have done 10 shows on this stuff, Vince. These are all subsets, or 98% of it, subsets under political correctness. And I gleaned, again, pardon the repetition here, but I've gleaned every one of these published articles in the public.
Rich Evans has been with us, and we'll continue right after these few short commercial announcements. I have a very quick comment to make to connect one of the dots. Fits right in with what Rich has been telling us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you mentioned student grades. And as an experiment, when I taught college many years ago, I said to my students, well, I'll tell you what, would you like to start with an A today, day number one, or would you like to start with a zero? And all the students said, well, start with an A. Okay, we can do that. All you have to do is keep it. And so there you have it. You know, the working hard and earning it, they'd rather get it right away. And I said, okay, you can have it. You can have it right now. You all have an A right now, but you have to keep it. So that was one of the dots I wanted to connect with you. Please continue.
Well, thank you. Now, I realize that we're on the last segment. We only have a couple minutes left, but I want to reinforce the fact that 40 years of lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job has eliminated value and appreciation for that job when nothing matters. See, being put there means nothing. How you got there means everything. But if we lose the ability or desire to be thinkers and just be followers, lose the ability to stand for principle and fight political correctness so you can control your own destiny, to stand against corruption and manipulation, to acknowledge that we as the American people have been distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups in America, to make the powers that be practice what they preach, stand up to threats, intimidation, blackmail, bribery, shaming, or any other kind of force or fear, and especially to say it like it is, but are willing to concede and say that that's just the way it is unacceptable. Because if we avoid these things, then everything that makes us happy, healthy, or human will fade away. This will diminish value, appreciation, trust, respect, love, and forgiveness. Now remember, the happiest people don't have the best of everything. They make the best of everything. And the wealthiest person is not the person with the most stuff, but the person who needs the least. So what I like to do on Tuesday events is just reinforce the fact and maybe even give some personal examples of the way the bars of standards and expectations have been lowered. And for those of you who are going to think that you're going to, it's the people of certain skin pigmentation's fault, or it's certain genders, or it's certain this, or certain that. Folks, you know, I see people blaming feminists all the time. Depending on which article you read, there's only 11 to 20% of women who consider themselves to be feminists. That's not very much. Why do they get the microphone? Because the powers that be want to create chaos and infighting in order to distract them down and divide us by group. But the consequences have been deadly to the American culture, traditions, and heritage by lowering the bars of standards for getting a job and keeping a job. And it's not women's fault, feminist fault, this group's fault, that group's fault. It's our fault because the silent majority does not speak up enough. Are people waking up? Absolutely. Are people speaking up more? Absolutely. But we need everybody in America, not to chant, scream, or create violence, but use the big boy and big girl words and use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. Because we're going to get to the point, if we keep going in this direction, that nothing matters because every book is cooked. And it's basically the aristocracy enforcing their domination and addiction on power, money, and control, and the bottom 93% at least losing freedoms, value, appreciation, liberty, everything that made this country great, and everything that our forefathers and combat soldiers by the millions fought and died for. Are you ready to give that up? I'm not. Vincent?
Yeah, I'd like to connect a couple dots here. Class, I used to work for a bank, and that particular bank paid 25% more than all the competing banks, paid more than Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, First Chicago, American Express, Discover, Citibank. And they were very careful who they selected. Now, when I was part of that, I thought, wow, you know, this is a group of people that are really, really bright. Now, contrast that. And it makes you want to work harder. It makes you want to do a better job. Contrast that when you work for a company that, you know, everything's going fine, then they hire a dummy, then another dummy, then a bunch of dummies. Then you go, whoa, I can't believe it. I can't believe who they're hiring. Boy, these are a bunch of dummies. I guess they think I'm a dummy, too. So then you start thinking, well, you know, if they're not working so hard, why should I? That's what's wrong. That's what Rich has been talking about, lowering the bars and standards. And you've all seen it. You've all seen it. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Rich Sheban.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.